We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the RotoViz Basketball Show. My name is Colin Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland, and I'm joined again by Conor O'Driscoll, aka Drico, who, of course, you can check out on Twitter at DricoOut, which is DricoOut. Wanted to differentiate those two O's, but Conor is closing in on 1,000 followers over there on Twitter, and I think as the 2021 FFPC Basketball Tournament champion, I think he deserves to get up there to 1,000, but it's not Connor, the best ball tournament champion, that I think deserves to get you there. I think it's the quality of the work that you're doing up on rotoviz.com over the last couple of months. You've really been crushing it so much that I had to get you on to continue to talk about these articles on the podcast. I think it's something that's really beneficial for the listeners to be hearing your insights, your information. So it's great to have you back on the show here, as we are going to talk today about our underdog drafters drafting enough running back. So we all know that we love zero RB. We love all forms of trying to differentiate that if it's hero RB or modified zero RB. We did talk a little bit about hyperfragile on the last show. We've talked about it a couple of times, but today we're going to talk about should underdog drafters be drafting more running backs. So looking forward to diving into this. But Connor, you're the man who wrote the article. What gave you the idea of wanting to encourage people to draft more running backs?
Well, actually, Liam, the BBM champion last year, he made the comment slash joke that this is a deep covert operation from big running back trying to infiltrate RotoViz, change the hearts and minds of subscribers, and really promote drafting more running backs, because who needs wide receivers anyway?
Yeah, I've been getting messages all off season long. What has happened to Sean Siegel? Why is he drafting running backs? Colin, does your team have early running backs? Why is there so much running backs on these teams? But you touched on it on the last show. We are drafting over at Underdog this year quite a bit. Fantasy football, in particular baseball, is getting bigger and bigger. But last year, a lot of our contests, like I mentioned at the start of the show, you won the FFPC baseball tournament last year. We came in second place, a combined 125,000 in winnings between the RotoViz team there. But this year we are partnered up as well with Underdog Fantasy, and we're drafting over there as well. It is half point PPR, so obviously those running backs with elite profiles do get that little bit of a bump. So whether it is Connor trying to infiltrate our brains and he's working for big running back, but yeah, we're going to talk a little bit today about should people be drafting more running backs. We're seeing a lot of wide receivers go in those opening rounds. What are your thoughts after the research that you've done on this particular article?
Well, I think you made a great point there in that you really do need to understand the rules, the scoring settings. Like every strategy, every game ever has to start with a firm understanding of what are the rules, what does that mean? And so the way I approach this is that obviously all the tools on the site are amazing. Like 90-95% of all the research I do in fantasy football are just RotoViz tools. But when it comes to the roster construction tools, which is where we get a lot of the ideas for different builds, one thing that's like important to remember that even over long time frames, when we look at these kind of suggested guidelines for our builds, a lot of the time they do come in ranges. And for example, Anchor RB, even in Fanball back to 2015, the strongest results is taking five running back when you take one up top and then delay your second running back. But six works pretty well too. Six running backs in that build also has very strong results. And so it is important to remember, hey, you don't want to fit just these are the position hits that I want to go for. That's it. Like, that's my strategy. So you do really, I think it is important to understand that it's in ranges. And so when I look at, for example, zero RB, when people go that route, there's a strong, or sorry, last year there was a strong preference for going six over seven. And what's interesting is that seven actually worked in terms of advancing to the playoffs much better than six, and used way less often. And so, I mean, I see that and I think, okay, well, there does seem to be a contrarian edge for taking seven. But having said that, there are two caveats on that. One is that the sample size is small on the seven RBs, but then also on top of that, of the zero RB teams that took six and then got to the playoffs, their pass through rate to the final was like double. So there is, I guess there is some nuance there, but that is a small sample size. But having said that, I don't think that the seven RB back or RB build should be ignored in situations where even if you've gotten to six and you're still feeling not the strongest with your running back build, you should be comfortable going to seven. And then I guess the second caveat would be that because the results were so strong last year and there's actually been articles about taking seven, I don't think it will be as unique this year, but it is definitely, you need to think of these builds in ranges. You should be six or seven and make that decision in your draft.
You mentioned some of the numbers there. We'll get back to them, you know, on the actual build and how many running backs you should draft. But this article is talking about, are people drafting enough running backs? The one key element, you know, we want to try and sometimes be a little bit contrarian or gain those edges in different areas. One of the key edges to this is if you're drafting running backs early, and we talked about this with the hyper-fragile builds, try to not keep taking them. People who are drafting those running backs early tend to just love taking running backs early, and through those first five rounds, they're really going to continue to load up, and potentially even after that, maybe they'll get a wide receiver or two mixed in there, but they usually are going to have too many running backs through those first eight rounds and then even later in it. So you've talked about the contrarian edge here truly is restraint.
Yeah. So it's the data kind of bears out that it's just a completely different set of drafters who do the early running backs and who do anchor or zero RB. For the zero RB or the modified zero RB drafters, there's a lot of restraint there, and the lean tends to be to the lower end of running backs. Whereas with early running back drafters, they have no problem going to four, five, six, sometimes even seven. And so if you're trying to differentiate yourself from early running back drafters, it's going to be true restraint. Just once you get to four or five, sometimes stop. And then you are creating that uniqueness, which is part of why, I guess we sometimes do the hyper fragile builds, just because creating that differentiation is as simple as that. When it comes to, I guess, just to circle back to the anchor RB, the most important thing about anchor RB is that it's the most consistent, it produces the most consistent results every year. It always does well. And part of that is because it's easier to implement, like, because you get the one running back up top, you're relying on them to have the legendary season. then you filled in the RB2 with these kind of like more flyer types, less certain outcomes, but it gets used about 20% of the time. So when you use this kind of easier to implement but harder to differentiate build, you really do want to be looking for ways that you can do it different. You want to do it differently than everyone else. And so I mentioned at the start that the results for 6 are basically as good as the results for 5. Yet people tend to do the 5 version way more often. So I've just got just some numbers here. Roughly speaking, of the anchor RB teams that also only drafted 2 quarterbacks and 2 tight ends, about 8,000 teams, roughly speaking, did 5, and only 3,000 teams did 6. And so if you're able to cut your usage rate in by more than half, then that is that's something that you really want to do. Actually, the playoff rate for the 6 RB teams was stronger than the 5 RB teams. And I think that just to hark back to the anchor RB piece that we did about a month ago, I think that the strongest way to do this anchor RB is to really delay your RB2. And so if you delay your RB2 until after round 9, now, obviously, that's a guideline. I'm not saying, hey, here's the rule, implement this rigidly. I'm just trying to say, hey, if you delay it past when other people are comfortable and then go to 6, you've got your and then take 2 quarterbacks, 2 tight ends, you've got your usage rate for last year down to 580 teams, 26% advance rate, 3% semifinal rate, and then a really strong final rate as well.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And again, when we're talking about those numbers, it is coming from the roster construction explorer. But then when we're looking at it, that is out of the massive fields that was in the BBM2, which is around 155,000 entrants. So when we're talking about these numbers and cutting it down to even 8,000 with a 20% advance rate, like, that's a massive edge to be able to go ahead and get.
Right. It's a huge edge. And then, but I guess what I'm saying is you can go a step further than that and go from 8,000 down to 3,000 down to, what was the number I said, 580, just by finding these little deviations, delay your second running back, take the, and to compensate, take the 6th, and then you're getting just as strong, if not stronger, probably stronger results, and people aren't doing it. And so, That is I think that's a really good way to approach using RotoViz tools, trying to be unique and getting good teams in ways that other people aren't really thinking about or doing.
Yeah, and you can, like, you talked about the numbers there, and you can hear Connor dropping them off. The information will be in today's show notes on this article to be able to read it up on rotoviz.com. But it is a case that the information that's in it is obviously going to be more picture format and easier to probably digest than when we're talking through it here. But when we're looking at it, like, for example, you mentioned that previous one with the 580 teams, that is able to be broken down into specific builds. So anchor running back two after round nine, and your overall build to have two quarterbacks and two tight ends. And that also is filling in a lot of those other areas that we're hoping to do in terms of our builds with the two quarterbacks in the window, and elite tight end allows you to just take those two tight ends in that build. So it really starts to all pair together. So when we're talking about these things on shows, on podcasts, on videos, it is a case that we're pulling that information from the tools on the site to show us those previous results. But I do think getting that anchor RB and delaying, like you mentioned, is the ideal way. You know, there is risk with zero RB, you know, if you don't have a running back that in that later rounds that works out, particularly in these best ball formats. But if you can anchor in a Christian McCaffrey, you know, a Jonathan Taylor, for example, and that's the next question I'm going to take. We're talking about, should you be drafting more? So you should be making sure you're filling in the guidelines that Connor's discussing here with us today. But when you're looking at hero RB or anchor RB, where are you thinking of those guidelines? I know in this article you talk about the running back one before round three and the running back two after round five. Is that what you're setting out as, you know, the kind of modified build here?
Yeah. So generally speaking, anchor RB would be one running back in the first two rounds. And then, so obviously I've said delay your RB2 until after round nine. And I'm trying to go out of my way to say, that doesn't mean, hey, if you get a falling ADP and you're looking at them in round eight, don't do it because of my rules. I'm just trying to say, hey, most people, when they go this route, like the vast majority of teams take their second running back in round six. They're like, oh, I'm out of the dead zone now. It felt like holding my breath. Now I can get my deep breath of air of sweet, sweet running back two. And now I feel better about my team. I feel more comfortable. Whereas it feels more uncomfortable to hold your breath a little bit longer and delay it a little bit more. But other people aren't doing that. It's just as strong, if not stronger. So that really is the way I try to approach construction of, like, hey, how do I differentiate just a little bit and be just as strong without that, and do it in ways that other people don't want to.
And I've seen you talking about this on Twitter, and I've talked to you privately and other people privately about it and on Twitter. But when people are talking about some of these drafts, it is a case that we're in a kind of bubble. We're talking about this all the time. We're drafting all the time. Other people aren't doing that. And like you talk about in these articles, a lot of people just aren't drafting efficiently at all. There maybe isn't even a construction overall. It's, you know, maybe get those running backs, put in this wide receiver, get your tight end whenever you get it, get your quarterback whenever it happens. And that there all, like, lowers your chances of winning. So when you look through all these different ways, it's going to benefit you. And trying to enhance those chances to win your leagues, enhance those advanced rates, and then hopefully you can take home some big money in those contests. And the information we're talking about today was specifically looking at underdog and half point PPR. But again, the information that we're talking about, while might be slightly different, will tailor to your specific format. And you can do all that up on RotoViz and really put it into those particular, you know, scenarios that you want for your specific league or for your specific tournament. But Connor, as we get ready to close things out, what is the conclusion here, and how should the people listening in be thinking about drafting running backs here on underdog specifically in 2022?
The main conclusion is that if you are using an anchor or zero RB construction, you should not be kind of like savagely, hey, I'm going to draft five running backs in zero in anchor RB or six in zero RB. You should really be willing to take the extra guy push into the higher end of the range when it makes sense. And if you are drafting early running backs, you should be doing the opposite. You differentiate by showing more restraint.
That makes a, that's, I think, a perfect way to sum it all up. So we mentioned the article. It will be linked in today's show notes if you want to check it out. Of course, you can sign up and get yourself a RotoViz NFL pass if you haven't already done so, and you can get a 10% discount as a loyal podcast listener using the code RVRadio2022 at checkout over on rotoviz.com. You can go to rotoviz.com/podcast for additional information. If you are listening to this on the RotoViz Baseball podcast feed, please hit that subscribe button, drop us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. But if you're listening to this on the RotoViz Radio main podcast feed, we do now have a dedicated baseball feed for some of our baseball content, but specifically for the baseball shows like this one that I'm doing with Connor today, and for the shows that I do with Zachary Kruger, who is my co-host over here on the show, and our live streams that we do up on the YouTube channel. They do also get pushed onto that feed as well. So that is the RotoViz Baseball Show. Make sure you're subscribed to that podcast feed. We do appreciate that greatly. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. My guest today is Conor O'Driscoll. Check out all his work up on rotoviz.com and make sure you follow him at Drico Out on Twitter. Until we're back with another show, have a good one.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.